Mario Bencomo is standing in front of one of his paintings, an abstract work named for Saint Teresa of Avila. The 16th century saint is best known for her claim of being pierced through the heart by an angel's arrow.
Art is history, and part of our history and religion is European.
Just a few feet away, Saint Teresa appears with greater clarity in a mural by Pablo Cano. In Cano's painting, two other figures represent a female Saint Sebastian, her body bound with rope and pierced by arrows.
Cuba is the lady that's tied up. She has all these wounds, but still very much alive.
Across the gallery, Maria Brito is showing her mixed-media work titled Self-Portrait. A serpentine string of thorny wire runs through the very core of the sculpture.
Notice that there's no means of identifying the gender, so it could be just basically anyone going through a difficult, transformative time in their lives.
All three artists say the recurring image of a pierced heart is purely coincidental. But former Miami Herald art critic Helen Cohen says for this exhibit, that image is fitting.
An enormously strong symbol of a huge change in your life and a huge switchover. To lose their native land, to be in exile.
Bencomo, Cano, and Brito were among nine Cuban artists who became known as the Miami Generation after the exhibit of the same name in 1983. 3 decades later, all six of the living artists are back for the new show.
And I cannot think of a better ending to my career than to do something with my people.
Museum of Art curator Jorge Santis decided that the Miami Generation Revisited would be his last exhibit before retiring. Just like many of the artists, he was forced to leave Cuba as a teenager and pursue the rest of his art education in the United States. He says one of the common threads running through both the original and new exhibits is an irrepressible longing for one's homeland.
I have always felt that no matter what the Cubans do, it always comes out a little melancholic.
Much has changed since the original show debuted at the now-defunct Cuban Museum of Arts and Culture 31 years ago. 3 of the original artists died of AIDS, and Miami has grown from a perceived cultural desert to a global arts destination. Helen Cohen is among those who believe the first Miami Generation show played a huge role in that transformation.
And maybe it was overlooked by some of the community, but those of us in the art community were very aware that it was landmark from the day it started.
Cano says the Miami Generation of artists, past and present, was best defined by the late Julio Blanc, curator of the original show.
We are Cuban, we are American, and something more.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.